What to Do When You're Lonely by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. One thing I'm continually hearing about from people is how lonely they feel. It makes me thankful for my family, and yet my heart really hurts for them. With the pandemic we have gone through and are still experiencing, many have lost loved ones. All of us lost community as we previously knew it. So what can we do when we're lonely? One thing that's vital is to fill our minds with the truth. It's pretty clear that the enemy of our souls knows we humans are frail and the power of loneliness to tempt us into despair. When our emotions are fragile, it is imperative that we focus on what is true so we don't succumb to the enemy's lies. Well, lies like, you're alone, no one cares about you, everyone else is with someone. There may not be another person living with you right now, but God promised that He would not leave us nor forsake us, Deuteronomy 31:6. God tells us He will hold your right hand. He will say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you, Isaiah 41:13. And those of us who have accepted Jesus as our Savior have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, Romans 8:11. When we believe the lie that no one cares about us, we are forgetting all the verses where God tells us how much He cares. God notices when even a tiny sparrow falls to the ground, and He tells us that we are worth much more than those precious little birds, Matthew 10:31. God also tells us to cast our cares on Him because He cares for us, 1 Peter 5:7. God provides whatever we need. List all the things God has done for you when you're feeling low, and thank Him for each one. Then the enemy will be defeated and our Heavenly Father will be pleased. One productive thing we can do when we feel alone is to ask God who we can reach out to. The chances are, if you are lonely and you ask God to let you know someone else who may be lonely, God will let you know. And think of how wonderful that person will feel if you take a few minutes and call them or text them or even sit down and pen them a note. And I'm sure you'll share their joy. The enemy wants us to be focused on ourselves. He loves it when we feel sorry for ourselves because when we're in that state of mind, our eyes are on ourselves instead of on God. Satan hates it when we think about the Lord. Another thing we can do when we're feeling lonely is to ask God to draw near to us. Take out a hymnal or put on some music that draws you to the Lord, or open the love letter God left us, His Word, and read one of the Psalms. When we're lonely, the enemy lurks around like a lion seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. We don't have to be that person. Barbra Streisand used to sing the song with the words, "People who need people are the luckiest people in the world." God made us for relationships, and if we feel alone, we can sit in silence and meditate on who God is. And when we do that, we just have to stop and talk to Him. The one who patiently waits for us to spend time with Him. He's always there, all along. Sometimes I really struggle, Lord, when I'm feeling low. It feels as if the world's moved on, as people come and go. And yet, if I can just be still, I realize I'm wrong. For I have not been left alone. You've been here all along.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.